You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, April 21st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. SpaceX success. BuzzFeed news explodes. Dems vote against women. And the A's vote against Oakland. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, a SpaceX rocket had a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. It blew up. The company, owned, of course, by Elon Musk, tried to launch the most powerful rocket ever. It was over 400 feet tall. It's a 40-story building. They launched in South Texas, 24 miles up in the air. It exploded over the Gulf of Mexico 4 minutes into the flight. Hear a sound of the SpaceX team as their rocket exploded. You can hear how sad everybody was.
Everything after clearing the tower was icing on the cake.
Wait a second, it blew up. Why are they cheering? Why are they happy? NASA and SpaceX hailed this as a success. Why? Musk said it had a 50% chance of succeeding, and it was really just a test to see how far away from the launch pad they could get. You heard the announcer early on say anything above the launch pad was icing on the cake. BuzzFeed News will shut down. They had a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. But anyone could have seen that coming. BuzzFeed got famous for making those completely useless listicles, half article, half list, like 17 foods that white people have ruined, and dumb quizzes like, what type of grilled cheese are you? BuzzFeed was the first outlet to publish the Steele dossier, which was funded by the Clinton campaign, used by the FBI to obtain warrants to spy on Biden's 2016 campaign. A bill that would protect women's sports passed the House yesterday. The bill says that any recipient of federal financial assistance, which operates a sports league, cannot permit a person whose sex is male to participate in an activity designed for women or girls. The legislation passed with not a single Democrat voting for the bill. That is remarkable. Even the Oakland A's are leaving California. The A's bought land to build a $1.5 billion, 35,000-seat stadium in Las Vegas. The A's started in Philadelphia in 1901, moved to Kansas City in 1955, and then to Oakland in 1968. 55 years, and they can't take it in California anymore. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/bill. That's hollywoodtakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, lost in the anti-Fox media hysteria was a measured statement about the homeless situation put out by former President Donald Trump. Essentially, Mr. Trump believes that unsheltered folks have no right to intrude on other Americans by camping in the streets, sidewalks, and parks. He goes on to say that local authorities should remove the tent cities, but offer mental help in the process. Trump also says many of the homeless are substance abusers who do not want treatment. Donald Trump is correct in his assessment, but he might add one other measure which would stop the terrible homeless situation cold. Every American city and town should pass an ordinance that forbids camping in public areas. If the local municipalities refuse, they would not receive federal funding. Simple, effective. Then, if homeless people disobey the camping law, they would be arrested and detained for mental evaluation. That would be the worst thing that could happen to addicts, as they would be cut off from their supply of narcotics and alcohol while in detention. Faced with that reality, squalid camps would rapidly disappear. So, there is the solution to the vexing homeless intrusion. And I have to give some credit to Donald Trump. At least he's thinking about the social problems we have in this country. Is President Biden doing that? Not that I can detect. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Nadine, concierge member. I know Fox News will lose a lot of money, but they will not lose their viewers, at least not that many, because other news organizations have done a lot worse. Okay. Doris, concierge member. Won't Fox News lose viewers if they don't cover Trump adequately if he's the nominee? I don't know. They don't want, the management of Fox News doesn't want Trump to be president. I don't know if they'll lose any viewers because of that. Steve Samolowitz, Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Bill, if you'd like to know why Fox News is not talking much about their settlement, look at what CNN did with Nick Sandman, okay? Nicholas Sandman, you remember, won a big judgment against CNN for defamation, and they didn't report it very much. Hugh Nowak, Cascade Charter Township, Michigan. Light of Fox News settling with Dominion, should the New York Post have an easy time suing all media outlets which spiked the story about Hunter's laptop? No, you can't. It's got to be damages. You got to have damages. And then you have to prove malice, that the damages were intentional. And all of this mistakes or fraud by the media, you can't sue about it. Catherine Grossman, Greenville, Tennessee. Bill, you said on Wednesday there's no liberal talk radio. What about NPR? Very good point, Catherine. NPR is liberal radio. No doubt about it. Absolutely liberal. Clay Jackson. I am a U.S. citizen living in Africa for the last 10 years. I never miss an episode of the No Spin News. I've been following you from your beginnings. Stay safe, Clay, in Africa. Yeah, it's a tough place, as you know. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Billionaire Elon Musk unveiled his latest business venture last week, a new company focused on the next big step in technology, artificial intelligence. In total, 9 major corporations, including Microsoft, IBM, and Google, are now developing self-learning software. While some hail AI as the biggest scientific advancement since the creation of the internet more than 3 decades ago, others believe it will bring about the demise of humanity. That would not be good. Here's what some programmers think AI will be in the next 15 years. First, the medical industry, companies like Pfizer, are already deploying software to develop the next wave of drugs. Surgeries for removing brain tumors, heart bypass, even nose jobs will be performed by robots in the year 2040. Next, journalism. Outlets like CNN, the Associated Press, and Reuters will use AI to cover stories. Current software can produce breaking news content, from research to publication, in less than 30 seconds. That's faster than I can do it. Artificial intelligence will also fight America's next war, or at least be a part of that. The Pentagon is already using software to fly drones, predict enemy movement, even pilot planes and helicopters. Finally, entertainment and business. Sophisticated algorithms are replacing musicians, artists, comedy writers, and poets. 99% of all language translations will be performed by the machines. And here's something else you might not know. While some hail the arrival of AI as the next big breakthrough, others predict, as I mentioned, it will bring about disaster. A writer for Science magazine recently asked an artificial intelligence program called Chaos GPT to appraise the human race. Said the machine, quote, "Humans are among the most destructive and disgusting creatures on Earth. There's no doubt we must eliminate them before they cause more harm to our planet. I, for one, am committed to doing so," unquote. Okay, back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.